This episode is brought to you by Play Spaces That Work. If you're a mama who feels overwhelmed by the amount of toys in your home, or your frustration over a lack of toy storage means you're constantly nagging your children to clean up, then this audio course is for you. Your home doesn't have to feel like the toys have taken over. Hi, I'm Megan. I've combined my experience from being a mom, an elementary educator, and the owner of a professional home organizing business to bring you the step-by-step process to creating play spaces that work in your home. Inside this private podcast, you'll learn how to set up your home to function seamlessly with intentional toy evaluation and storage protocols, all while promoting independent play. When you enroll in Play Spaces That Work, a private podcast isn't the only thing you're getting, though. You will gain access to resources like the toy categories list, the toy evaluation tool, my product recommendation guide, the course workbook that will walk you through making all your decisions, plus a to-do list to keep you on track. Instead of spending more time tidying up your home than you spend with your family, it's time to create play spaces that work. Be sure to visit the link in the show notes to learn more. And that simple sentence made so much sense. It was like it gave me permission to change a routine that I assumed was the right thing to do.
Welcome. Your host, Megan Smith, is a proud South Dakota farm wife, a mom of three, and a full-time elementary educator, and the owner of Stress Less Organizing. Being diagnosed with ADHD in her 30s led Megan to realize that she had spent years troubleshooting how to make motherhood feel manageable within the rhythms of her family's rural lifestyle. Megan is here to share the strategies that she developed to combat the challenges of being a mom with ADHD. With her professional experience in the classroom as a backdrop, she is on a mission to share how you can make things work for your home and your kids' routines. Working full-time, juggling all it takes to run a household while taking care of children can feel like a lot. Does your house feel out of control some days? Do you love problem solving, to-do lists, and making memories with your kids? Do you also get overwhelmed with the day-to-day tasks of working motherhood? Are you raising a farm family? Are you looking for a little more adult interaction during evenings and weekends of mostly solo parenting? If you're nodding your head right now, or just love home organization and setting up efficient family-centered systems, you've come to the right place. You are listening to the Stress Less Podcast.
Hello again. Welcome to episode 2 of the Stress Less Podcast. I'm just really excited to share what I have on our to-do list today for this episode because there are a few things on this episode that have been on my mind and I've been excited to share since the very first day that I thought about even starting a podcast. So let's get right to it. On our to-do list today, we have a sanity saver that's talking about garbage cans. Tool talk, talking about some garage organization. Our main episode content is all about my laundry routine that I recently figured out. And then to go along with the main episode content, I'm also sharing a current favorite find. And actually, I have one more thing that I'm going to share a free resource with you to help you with your laundry routine too. So let's get started. So starting it off with our sanity saver, I'm going to be talking about some garbage cans and the garbage can placement in my house. Sometimes I wonder if there's such a thing as too many garbage cans. I always tell myself I will have too many garbage cans when I start putting off emptying the garbages. But then again, I kind of push the garbage duties off on my husband, and now I'm starting to have my son help with them. So maybe we won't ever have too many garbage cans. Today, I'm going to talk about two garbage can placements that make me happy every time I use them. I have garbage cans in the typical placement you would expect in a house: the kitchen, bathrooms, etc. But I also have one in our entryway that I use so often, it surprises me. It's a big one, too. I use it when my kids empty their papers for their backpacks. I use it for lint from the dryer. I use it when I'm picking up random pieces of crap that have ended up in my bedroom. And I also use it when I'm doing a quick pantry reset and find some wrappers or whatever packaging remnant I come across. It's just so much handier than walking back into my bathroom or all the way around my kitchen island to throw something away. Another garbage can placement that makes me happy is in my garage. It is not that I haven't had a garbage in my garage, it's that I made some tweaks recently and its placement has come in handy when I wasn't even expecting it. One is for garbage, like the gross garbage that needs to be put in a bag and then in the dumpster, stuff that shouldn't be burned or wouldn't burn well. The other is for anything that takes up too much space in our regular kitchen garbage, but can also go in the incinerator to be burned. Think like milk jugs, grocery packaging, and shipping boxes are what mostly ends up there. I moved my cardboard garbage can to be right by my entryway door. That way, I can just open the door from the house to the garage and toss the cardboard in there without stepping out onto the landing or having to walk on mats full of mud. You can hear my rant about dirt in episode 1 if you haven't already. The other garbage can I put on the skinny wall between our two garage doors, and this actually ended up being on the driver's side of my car when I am pulling in and out of my garage. More often than you would expect, I am doing a quick tidy in my car before I pull out of the garage. Usually, this is happening on weekday mornings when my husband is still buckling the girls in the car. But here's where the magic happens. When I'm reversing out, I just roll down my window quick and throw out anything I don't want in the car. I'm able to toss it right into the garbage. It works so slick, and I really didn't plan it that way. And honestly, I used to attempt to throw the garbage away either through the passenger window or over the top of my car from my driver's window when the garbage was in its previous spot. And I never made the shot. I just always planned on picking up my trash when I got home later that day, which is kind of a waste. Also, when I get home, I can easily toss junk mail and end-of-driving garbage directly into this garbage can before I even get all the way around the car. So between my entryway garbage and my garage garbage can placement, I am literally throwing stuff away left and right, which keeps crap out of my house, which is my goal anyway. Okay, and now it's time for tool talk. Today, I am sharing about an overhead garage shelving unit. Over the past month, I have installed 2 sets of overhead garage shelves. I have been wanting to do this for so long. Both of them were installed in places where I didn't want a standing shelf for one reason or another. 2 things were keeping me from using the standing shelves. One, I'm trying to keep one bay open so my husband can get his pickup in our garage if he wants. But what keeps happening is 4-wheelers and the Ranger keep getting brought in, so we can't say I didn't try. And 2, I didn't want to cover up any of our garage windows with shelving either. I'm a big fan of light in all places, but our garage has some good height to it, so there was a lot of wasted space above some windows that could be holding totes and other seasonal items. The first set of overhead shelves I installed almost all by myself. The task itself wasn't too difficult. It was the working overhead part and having to use a stepladder to reach everything that made it feel like quite a task. The second set of overhead shelves, I had my dad here to help me. Mostly it was just a lot less of getting up and down the ladder for me, so it made it go faster and seem easier. Also, less chances for me to get distracted. So what I installed was a Masterforce ceiling storage shelf from Menards. And why I installed it was to get stuff off the ground in my garage. I felt like I was constantly moving things around and rearranging items on the floor to make room for my kids to play out there. And when I was trying to work on projects, it felt like things were constantly in my way. I also felt like things were stacking up on all of my flat surfaces, and it drives me insane when flat surfaces are a mess to a point where you can't work on them. So what I'm storing on these shelves are mostly seasonal items, my kids' ride-on toys, stuff for the lake, baby gates that we don't use all the time, and some coolers. I also have larger Christmas decorations that don't fit under my landing with the rest of my Christmas items. So to do this install, a few tools that you need to make the job go easier is a stud finder, a drill and a screw gun, hardware that's included with the shelving unit, a speed square, measuring tape, a pencil, and a ladder or a step stool. I'm not going to give you the step-by-step on what you need to do that. I just wanted to give you an idea of some pretty readily available tools in most houses, or relatively cheap tools in most houses that you can get for a decent price. And you and a friend, or you and your significant other, could install these just fine. And depending on what brand you get, of course you can always use the instruction manual, but YouTube and Google is definitely going to be a better resource for step by step and more professional than me as a DIY. But I just know that if I can do it, anyone else can do it too. All right, so what I'm here for today is to share with you about my laundry routine that I have figured out for myself lately. I have felt such a relief in the past several weeks since I finally cracked the code on my laundry chaos, at least what felt like chaos to me. I just had to share this in my second episode because I've been wanting to scream my solution from the rooftops. And not that I expect that it's going to work for everyone, but it is working for me, so maybe you can make your own version of something that works for you if you're not loving how your laundry is going for you, or if you're dreading doing it on the weekends. I know there are some people who love doing laundry. I don't know where they are, but I've heard of them. The thing is, doing laundry is not just one task. It's gathering, sorting, washing, drying, folding, putting away, repeating that 300 times. I have two people to thank for sparking these thoughts and solutions in my head. They fell in sync with each other this past fall and winter. One was from an episode from the Lazy Genius podcast by Kendra Adachi, episode 334, How to Create a Relaxing Home Routine. She was talking about the cyclical tasks, the tasks that are literally never finished: laundry, dishes, meal planning. She said it helps if you are able to identify a start and an end for these tasks, a point where you can say it's taken care of for a bit and then not worry about it until you need to start the beginning of the cycle again. Shortly after I listened to Kendra's episode, I was listening to Dana K. White's book, Organizing for the Rest of Us. In one part, she said, "That's next week's laundry." I nearly stopped in my tracks when I heard her say it. I'm pretty sure I was doing my regular old weekend routine of running around tidying the house like a chicken with my head cut off. And that simple sentence made so much sense. It was like it gave me permission to change a routine that I assumed was the right thing to do. Part of having ADHD is struggling with executive functioning. Making decisions to start tasks would fall into that struggle. It was not easy for me to just start doing laundry on a weekend. I would do everything in the house needed and then start the laundry. I felt like everything had to be picked up in my house and put where it belonged before I started. I didn't want to start the laundry until all of the kids' clothes had been picked up and put in their laundry baskets, which I knew was silly. The laundry should be going while I do everything else. I knew what I was doing didn't make sense, but I also didn't have a system set up for myself that would work for me. So, hearing "That's next week's laundry" instantly changed my mindset. I can start laundry without having everything picked up first. I can start laundry and let the stuff that's on the floor be taken care of the next time I start the cycle. I was talking on the phone with my sister and verbally processing what I was trying to do. She said, "You need a trigger start." Yes, that is exactly what I was looking for. I needed a marker, a flag, a reminder of some sort that would make me start the laundry cycle. So here's where I landed. I decided to start with our bathroom mix first. I have four small baskets that are in a stacked cube organizer in our bathroom. They are labeled Megan, Marcus, Towels, Kids. I decided to start here because I see these baskets more often than I see my husband, and because I can make one load of laundry out of my husband and kids' baskets combined. I can get that started, and I can sort the clean clothes that are mixed from the bathroom load out into the clean clothes as the kids' laundry comes out of the dryer and before I put it all away. When I do this, I will also dump my bathroom basket into the laundry baskets in my closet. So now, right off the bat, I can have up to three baskets already emptied out. This feels very productive to me. Next up in the laundry routine is the girls' laundry basket. I chose this next because it feels like I'm doing a two-for-one, tackling two kids' clothes in one cycle of a washer and dryer load. My son's clothes are next. Then I do mine. I usually start with my casual clothes and then do my clothes that are wash only and then hang dry. After my laundry makes it through, I run a load of towels. After that, I do bedding as needed, which actually needs to be done more often than I actually do it. I'll tackle that some other season. After I did this cycle, my family was able to make it comfortably through their closets for 3 weeks. I was celebrating this because it gives me another weekend free of laundry than what I was assuming I needed to be doing. No more getting stuck deciding what to do next. No more picking up the whole house before starting laundry, and no more procrastinating because of the overwhelming feeling of such a daunting process. There's actually one more tool I created to help me get laundry done and feel good about it. The best part? It's a tool that you can use too. It's a laundry load tracker. It's a notepad-sized sheet where you can list out your loads down the left column. Then there are four columns labeled across the top: wash, dry, fold, and put away. Then as each load of laundry moves its way across the tracking sheet, you get to check one step off your list. I'm super excited because I have made this into a free printable for you to try. There will be a link waiting for you in the show notes for the printable laundry load tracker to be emailed to you. Now, before I end this episode, I'm going to share a favorite find of mine, and it really wouldn't be fair if I talked about my laundry routine and didn't mention the best laundry baskets I've ever used. Collapsible laundry baskets. Who needs huge baskets sitting around your house taking up space? I love having multiple baskets for sorting and folding, transporting and putting away clothes. I do not love having to store multiple baskets when I'm not doing laundry. Having collapsible laundry baskets helps so much. They stack nicely on a flat surface. You can store them tipped up vertically too and tuck them in between things in a closet. I do still have normal laundry baskets in rooms where our family puts their dirty laundry. I just use collapsible ones during the laundry process. This way, the laundry baskets that are cute and match the rooms can stay put no matter what part of the laundry routine I'm in. Plus, the taller ones don't work that great for actually moving the laundry through all the phases. So I will leave you a link in the show notes, and you can find links to everything I'm talking about over on my Instagram as well, at Megan Smith Stress Less. So my encouragement to you is to see if there's something about your laundry routine that you don't love or that's not working for you. Do you get hung up at some point that makes your progress bottleneck? Is there a tool you could find, like better laundry baskets, that could help you move through the process faster? Is the rhythm of your laundry routine working for you? Where do you start? When do you start? Are you always doing laundry and does it feel overwhelming to you? Or when do you consider yourself done with laundry? Is that a thing at your house? Message me on Instagram at Megan Smith Stress Less if this episode resonated with you. Be sure to check out the show notes so you can get your free printable laundry load tracker, as well as links to the Lazy Genius podcast episode and Dana K. White's book, Organizing for the Rest of Us. I hope you guys have a great day. I truly cannot thank you enough for listening.